America's Diesel Podcast.
Brought to you by Diesel Power Products.
America's Diesel Superstore.
No salesmen,
just enthusiasts.
DieselPowerProducts.com.
Your number one source for all things diesel.
Welcome back to the show.
We're back, and our hats are backwards.
Hats are backwards. Values and morals frontwards. Welcome back. This is America's Diesel Podcast, brought to you by Diesel Power Products.
America's Diesel Superstore.
Not just the best in America, but in the galaxy.
The galaxy.
Cosmos, the stars, all of them. We're claiming it.
Yes.
So make sure you check us out on Google Play, SoundCloud, iTunes, Spotify. Screenshot that review. Leave us a 5-star review on there. Screenshot. Send it to Tyler@DieselPowerProducts.com. We have shirts.
I heard they just landed.
Yeah.
Also, try to include your T-shirt size and a shipping address. That just saved me one extra email that I don't got to send. But no big deal if you don't. I'll send you a email I send everybody else.
But we actually have shirts now, so we haven't been fibbing. We actually got them made. I think they're here. I haven't even put my eyes on them yet, but I saw the messages today.
Yeah.
They're here.
I was going to put one on, but I couldn't find them.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure they hid them from us because they knew we were going to do that.
Probably.
Well, welcome back. If this is your first episode listening, welcome. Listen to some of our others. We got some good info in there.
Yeah.
Today's topic, it's a little bit of a branch out. I mean, obviously it's still diesel related, but it's a little bit of a branch out. We're going to get a little bit opinionated. There's going to be
I might make a couple people upset with what I'm going to say about it. Wow. But you know what? That's all right.
All right, because I think I'm going to be right online.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well,
I think what I say to the people are going to want.
Oh, really? Maybe like 3 or 4 people.
It's going to get the people going.
It's going to get them going.
Okay, so today's topic, we're talking about the Nissan Titan XD with the 5-liter Cummins. All right, everybody's been asking us to do a 5-liter Cummins episode, and we're finally doing it. And you want to know why? Because the Titan XD is getting rid of the 5-liter Cummins. So all you guys are waiting for us to have an episode talking about 5-liter Cummins stuff, your first episode, it's because it's gone.
It's because it's gone, yeah. And I have a feeling I do know why. Oh. The main reason why it's gone. It's because they didn't sell a lot of them.
I feel like we had a decent amount of people asking for it, but at the same time, we're on the other end of this, like as far as like the retail sales for other parts go. We don't sell like any parts of those trucks. Like we have them on
There's very few. And it's kind of cruddy just because that the engine platform itself is actually really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Like that little V8, it's like a 90-degree V8 compact graphite iron block, something like that.
Science.
It's science. It's got a cool turbo system on it, kind of a cool little engine package, and it 555 foot-pounds of torque, 310 horsepower, I believe. Mm-hmm. Awesome little platform. I mean, it's kind of like we were talking about earlier, it kind of bridges the gap between the half tons and the three-quarter ton, so it's like a heavy half ton.
Yeah.
But his problem is it's freaking ugly. I mean, honestly,
every single Titan XD owner just went, F you, Tyler.
Probably.
But either that or they're going to keep listening for the hate.
It's my honest opinion. It's probably one of the ugliest trucks. I mean, look, come on now. It really.
Yeah.
I mean, the headlights are the size of North America. Okay. The fenders look like from a new Chevy. The tailgate looks like from an older, not older Ford, but it's got the taillights of a Ford, and then it's got like the roof design is like of a Ram. It's like all those vehicles came together and had like a little fornication, and out came this XD that's just like, eh.
It's the kid that people were like, oh man, kid number 1 and 2 were pretty awesome. Then we had 3.
Yeah.
And we're like, man, you love it because it's yours, right?
Yeah, you got to love it.
But at the same time, you're like, man, 1 and 2 were so awesome.
Yeah, he definitely drew the short straw.
It's got weird body lines, too.
It does. The headlights are huge.
Yeah.
They're ginormous. Now, I will say, once you put like 10 grand in wheels and tires and suspension, it looks pretty cool. Once you start getting the tires bigger and everything starts to kind of come together on them. But in stock form, I think that truck is ugly.
Yeah.
I think it's ugly.
I've even seen some of those where they have like the the high package or something like that. I don't, yeah. This is how little I know
the
about
high
Nissan.
Country.
It's not the high country.
The high country? No, that's
GM.
Chevy.
Yeah, and it's not the Nismo package because that's like the Nissan like Ricer stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I don't even know what it is, and even then, it didn't rustle my jimmies at all.
Yeah, interiors on point. Like the interiors on that truck. Remember we got that one maroon one in here. We like we put some tires and some like 37s next to it. We're like, okay, that looks
a
little bit more.
Them on.
Oh, did we? Yeah, we did. We
can only fit one on there.
That's right.
And we took a picture, and then the internet went wild, and then it never happened.
Yeah. So I don't mean to offend anybody about the truck being ugly. It's just it's kind of one of those things you just got to kind of accept. I think.
Yeah.
You know.
No one take your dog out back and shoot it. It's my dog.
Well, okay. So to me. The reason why the thing's gone, well, they're still going to probably keep that same body style, but
yeah.
Another thing is the things were freaking expensive. They were super expensive.
Yeah, they were not filling that gap for... Actually, well, we're going to tangent into this gap thing.
All right.
Like the genre that I think that's getting... That got left behind, but's now starting to come back.
Yeah.
So there's... Obviously, you have in the 90s and you know around there, your F-150s or your half-ton trucks... They were usually about the same body style as the 3/4 and 1-ton trucks. They just had a different suspension package and whatnot and engine packages in there. And then the late 90s, early 2000s, everybody started deviating from that.
Yeah.
You started having – oh, and that's when they had like you know Rangers and S10s were popular. That was your smaller truck. So you had your subcompact, like you're not quite full size, your full size half ton, and then your rest of your full size trucks that were heavier duty.
Yeah.
And then all of these half ton trucks started getting a little bit – You know, they weren't quite the 3/4 tons. So they got a little bit smaller. And then the small trucks, you know, they're kind of still there. And then now that they pretty much got smaller and smaller and smaller, so the small trucks went away.
Yeah.
The Rangers got discontinued. The S10s kind of lost popularity. The Colorados, you know, do you know what I'm talking about. And then now the half-ton trucks are starting to pick up in size again.
Yeah.
And there's this gap between where the half-ton trucks are all the same body size as the 3/4 and 1-ton trucks.
Yeah.
And now you've got these, like, the 1500s that are still – They're big, but they're not quite. So all these other trucks,
like,
the Rangers coming back.
The half ton like is like what I would say. Well, some of the like the new Ford actually can tow quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
The EcoBoost actually tows more than the diesel half ton. But for a while, like let's go back to, like the Ram, like the tow rating on the Ram 1500 Eco diesel is what 9,000 pounds max.
Mm-hmm.
But then you got this big gap between 9,000 and whatever a 3/4 ton. Cummins, what is that, like 15 or whatever the hell it is. I mean, it's...
Minimum.
Yeah, I mean, so there's this huge gap there for... And there's a lot of things that you can tow that are in that little gap. So where it's like, okay, I have this trailer that's 12,000 pounds or, you know, 10,000 pounds. You know, do I need a 3/4 ton? It's, you know, it's kind of at the low end of the 3/4 ton. It's the high end of the half ton. And that was like well, this is your jam.
Yeah.
But, yeah, just apparently just didn't catch on.
Yeah. So... And Nissan was, I mean, hats off to them for trying to, and now we're missing that, like, heavy half-ton range.
Yeah.
Like, the Rangers are coming back, so you have that smaller side of things, but now you get this half-ton that's, like, kind of this stepchild in the middle. It's like, it's not quite a 3/4 1-ton, it's not quite a smaller truck, but we need something to fill that gap. And so the Nissan, having a larger V8 in it, diesel, was trying to be that, like, we're not quite a 3/4 ton.
It's a bigger
ton.
Truck, too.
It's a bigger, physically a bigger truck.
Yeah, I would say it's about the same size as, like, a 3/4 ton.
Yeah.
On most
like, we're trying to fill that gap that's right under where a 3/4 ton would be, but then they priced it as a 3/4 ton.
Yeah.
And that's where they just shot their feet off.
Yeah.
But I like the idea of having that, like, you have these... half-ton pickups that all have the smaller V6s in there.
Yeah.
With the new Duramax, the new inline Duramax coming out, that's going to be cool. But you have these, because in my opinion, if you buy a half-ton truck, you know, you're buying the half-ton truck because you didn't necessarily need a 3/4 ton truck.
Yeah.
So you're wanting something that rides a little bit better.
Yeah.
A little bit quieter, a little bit more creature comforts, something like that. And that's where, like, a V6 smaller diesel really shines.
Yeah.
But where you're missing all that torque and performance, you need an inline six in there.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Are you ready? Are we ready to start transitioning?
Go for it.
All right. So, I am super stoked to see that the GM platform is going to have an inline six? It's like a. Still, is it still a 3-liter?
It's like a. I think it's. Wasn't it just? I think it's two. No, it's not in the twos.
Yeah, it's too small to be. I want to say it's like low. It might be three or low threes, something
we'll,
like that.
We'll do a fact check. Fact check.
As long as they're not, but that's still in the, they're doing that in the 1500s, right?
Yes.
And the 1500s are still a different body than the 2500s now, right?
Yeah.
They're close, but not quite. Yeah. They're still a little bit smaller.
A little uglier.
Yeah, a little uglier. The F-150s are truly the same body as the F-250s, and then you have your Ram 1500s, which are slightly smaller than the 2500s. But I would really like to see...
It's a 3-liter.
It's a 3-liter inline 3. 6. 0.
That's cool.
That's going to make some... I'm interested to see how that goes, but I want more.
Conversions.
Yeah. I think that... I know why everybody's trying to stick with that like 3-liter stuff. It's a good small package. It's not, you know, it's not too big. It's not too small. Whatever.
Yeah.
I would love to see that just the scotch bigger. I want to see like an inline, like a 4-liter.
That's what I was gonna. Yeah, like a 4-liter or something around there.
Like overseas, Ford has that like 4.5 common rail or. Was it? I don't know if it's an inliter, inline, or a V6. I'm probably going to get blasted for that because I don't know what it is. But it's like a 4.5-liter turbo diesel. But I want like a proper like 4.2, 4.3 or something like that. Inline 6-cylinder.
This thing, just real quick, 277 horsepower, 460 foot-pounds of torque.
I think they're on
That's pretty cool.
With a tune, you're knocking on 300 very easily. Yeah.
95% of the peak torque's at 1,250 RPMs.
Nice.
That's pretty cool.
That's going to be cool.
Peak torque sustained 1,500 through 3,000 RPMs.
That sounds like a ripper.
Providing a powerfully smooth and satisfying driving experience.
Satisfying.
I'm so satisfied.
Sorry, that's a total tangent.
Yeah. But, no, since we're on, where were you taking this?
Oh, so what I would like to see is common rail, inline, somewhere between a 4 and a 4.5 liter.
CP3.
With a CP3, yes. Please, dear God, don't put a CP4 on there. A CP3, I would like to see, because I think it's... You're going to hate me? No, don't hate me, but yeah. I would like to... I really liked the fact that the 5-liter V8 and the 6.4, they were starting to toy around factory compounds or factory more than one turbo.
Yeah.
I would love to see a smaller displacement engine like that 4.2 liter or something like that inline 6 have a factory compound system. That worked, first off.
Yeah.
Since we're talking about hopes and dreams here, you know, a good compound system, because then that's going to unlock so much potential for power there.
Yeah.
And have some good, not PZO injectors.
No, just like the solenoid type.
Solenoid type injectors.
Yeah. Yeah, solenoid type injectors, CP3, reliable, good, either compound or cartridge or whatever you want to call it, turbo setup. That would be cool.
That'd be rad.
With that, without an ECM that is like, no.
Yeah. Stop it.
No.
No.
No. with an ECM that you could, and again, this kind of goes back to a conversation we had earlier about manufacturers making it easy for the aftermarket to get in there and kind of toy with things. Mm-hmm. Like, who cares if they void the warranty on the vehicle? Who cares? Like, is this going to bring the dealership more work?
So, which in turn make
more money. Exactly. Yeah. So I wish they made something like that. That was something where the aftermarket can go in and play with, and because that's just gonna. This is how you boom the economy.
Yeah. Here's your fix.
Here's your fix. So make it easy for aftermarket to go in there, toy with some stuff. You know, I'm sure they're just like any other vehicle. They're going to leave some horsepower on the table. Mm-hmm. So a little tuner, a little beep, bop, bop, a little 1-0, 1-0, 1-0, 1-0. Enter.
Hirschbers.
Hirschbers. Yeah. Just like that. That's how easy it is. But that would be cool. That would be really, really cool. But yeah. I doubt that's going to happen.
No.
GM seems to really like locking out their ECMs or making it very difficult to do things, which I guess that's why they call it Government Motors.
Yeah, that's my engine. That's what I would like to see.
I'm right with you on that.
I thought you said you were going to make people angry. You're making me happy.
No, I was making people angry because I said that the Nissan Titan XD is ugly.
Oh, yeah. Okay. This is true.
This is true.
This is not a debatable fact. This is known as universal truth.
Yeah.
If you drive a Titan XD and you like the way it looks, go see a doctor.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
So speaking on the half-ton stuff, because I know we've gotten a lot of calls on, especially, well, just eco diesels. Mm-hmm. Whatever new Flash they're doing.
Oh.
Because did they get sued or something for was, emissions regulations or whatever the heck it was?
Yeah, it was like the whole TDI thing from Volkswagen.
God, sounds like it just ruined those trucks.
Yeah, and they're we don't have any on staff anymore. And so we get a couple calls from people or emails that are just like, you know, I went and did the whole recall Flash thing.
Yeah, because they paid me.
Yeah, because I chatted with someone about it. Yeah. I think it was on Facebook Messenger emails or something like that. Because he was asking about it. He's like, hey, so I'm thinking about doing this. You know, once I've heard that people are losing some power and economy.
Yeah.
I just want to see before I do it if there's something, you know, that I can buy from you guys to get that back. And then, like, oh, the sales guys, we all kind of put our heads together. What have you heard so far about this? Ashford has an email from a customer who did the reflash. This is a bone stock truck. Went from like the high 20s on the highway.
Yeah.
Lost 8 miles a gallon. And the throttle response is so bad that he feels like he's getting in an accident.
Yeah. Yeah. I've had plenty of people. I've had more than 5 people tell me that it's dangerous to pull out in traffic.
Yeah.
With his car, with his vehicle. It's like, what are you guys doing? Like, that's ridiculous.
And so I kind of went back and forth with the guy, and I was like, look, so this is what we're seeing. This is what we heard from a couple different people that, you know, this is the worst case scenario, but all of them are pretty dang close to it.
Yeah.
Is there something that's going to give you all this back if you do this update? No. I don't have anything on the market right now that's going to help you get there.
Yeah, I mean, we have tuners that'll add power, but, you know, there's other things than just overall power that they've changed. So,
and
I
is
mean,
it worth it?
Exactly. So... And yeah, that's kind of a little disappointing.
I think he said that he was going to get, since he's the original owner, since he is the original owner of the truck, he was going to get like $3,200 or something for it. And I was like, okay, the only reason I would do that is if I was planning on getting rid of the truck within, like, because I'm sure they have some sort of statute where you can't like sell the truck 2 weeks later or something like that. So I'd be like, if you're going to keep the truck, you know, for at least a year or something like that, where you can live with it, or it's not your daily driver or something like that. You know, I get the money, and money's money. I take $3,000. You know,
yeah.
A couple guns. You know.
Right.
But if you're planning on keeping this and you like the way it runs right now, I would decline that. I would, I wouldn't do it at all, just because I haven't heard anybody like, yeah, man, right, this retune is perfect.
I figured it out. Here's what you do. Eco diesel owners. You go to the dealer. You order yourself another ECM, okay? You have that programmed to your truck, okay? Take your one that's got the good tune on it. You pull that out, okay? Put your new ECM in. Go get your refund on your money, whatever. Get the flash done, whatever. As soon as you get home, you just swap that ECM back out.
Now, I feel like someone may have done research about how much ECMs cost on EcoDiesels. Do you remember how much they were?
Yeah, it was like $300.
Yeah, I remember you telling us about that. Yeah. You're like,
they're cheap.
I thought these would be so much more expensive. I was like,
yeah.
Oh, I'm thinking to myself, like, 7.3 PCMs are going for like almost 4 digits right now.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, dude, an ECM for an EcoDiesel, that's got to be like $7,000.
Yeah.
You're like, $300, they have 10 on the shelf, I just called them. I'm like, what?
Yeah, seriously. That's what I would do. I don't know if you'd still get away with it. You know, maybe you would. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's worth a shot.
That's what I would do.
Yeah. If I, if you was me.
Yeah. 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 So, yeah, that's a little disappointing with so I guess the answer to that is, I guess, buy a Ford. Wow.
Are you okay, man?
That come out of my mouth. Did I say buy a Ford? It was buy and Ford in the same sentence.
Trying to make sure you didn't poop yourself.
No, here's the thing. It's funny. I've got a tattoo that says FOMOCO on the side right here. So it's funny. I make fun of Fords, but I actually do like them. The gas ones.
Yeah.
But I drove the new Power Stroke, and out of the box, and I think it's peppier than an EcoDiesel, that little Power Stroke motor.
I've still yet to drive one of those, but if I had to get into a new half ton, I've said before that I really do like the EcoDiesel, but after Cam Dog, he's our camera guy, We went skiing, or I went snowboarding. Those two plankers went skiing because they're artards.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. I like hanging out with anybody who does snow sports. But we rode in his buddy's F-150, and it was a newer style. I think it was like an 18 or a 19, maybe 17, I don't know, but it was
they're
new
pretty,
body style.
They're pretty nice.
And yeah, we were rolling three in the back, two in the front, and it was with all of our ski stuff, and it wasn't even that bad. Like, yeah. I was sitting there thinking, like, oh, great, three dudes in the back, you know, three wide, this is going to suck. And I was not, like, rubbing shoulders with the dude next to me.
Yeah.
Granted,
well, they've got the same cab as a Super Duty. Yeah. Everything, that's all the same.
And, like, my knees weren't even banging the seat in front of me.
Yeah.
I was actually really impressed. So if I had to do something, that's for the cab room. And I would go back and forth on the old 3-liter or get an EcoBoost.
Yeah. I do like the interiors on the new, like, the 2020 Rams. Mm-hmm. They've got that giant screen.
It's huge.
Huge. And they've definitely cleaned up their act with the half done. So, I don't know. They're all expensive.
Yeah.
But right now, if I were to pick one, I'd probably pick the Power Stroke. I'd probably pick the F-150 Power Stroke.
Yeah, it makes me feel good.
And this episode will be deleted. Yeah. In 30
promptly.
Yeah.
Even furthermore in there, the little EcoBoost that's in the Ranger with the 10-speed.
Yeah.
I've heard ripping reviews on
transmissions.
That. Yeah,
that's all I gotta say. Transmissions. I love. And some people have been like, "Oh, I don't like the 8-speed or 10-speed." It's like, God, you gotta understand. Like that, you could have as powerful of engine as you want. If you're not using that in the right way with the transmission, like you could gain a lot with the transmission, especially acceleration and towing. Especially, I mean, they're doing 8, 10. What's the new Power Stroke? What is it like?
10.
Some 15 speeds.
I don't know. Stacks on stacks on stacks. 10 speed, yeah.
It's a 10 speed. Last time I saw a 10 speed, it was my bicycle.
Yeah.
So, no, it's pretty. I think it's pretty awesome because, like, the transmissions are taking advantage of the power of the engine, and you're able to use that throughout a way wider range.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I think it's cool. More speeds, the better.
Yeah,
it's all I can't wait till they come out with that 18 speed.
Yeah. It's not even going to use
the 18 speeds in a tap shifter on the
manual, full manual.
Like, yes. Yes.
Not like a stick, but tap shifter.
What do they call it? Sequential? Is that a sequential clutch or something they call it in, like, Ferraris? That's what they got.
Dual clutch?
Yeah, where it's just because it's a manual, but it's all the paddle shift. I think, yeah, something like that. Dual clutch, sequential. I don't know. I don't know.
Cars,
we're diesel
whatever.
Guys.
Yeah, we're diesel guys. Speaking of that, here's my rant.
Oh.
So, I posted some stories on my old Instagram because I had to go use my Suburban to pick up some stuff.
And I saw that story. Yeah.
It was they were way too big. Like, if I had a normal truck, it'd still be kind of big, but it would have been much easier to handle. So I literally had to, like, take a seat out. And then have stuff sticking out the back hatch.
And it wasn't just like a seat that's like, pull here, pull seat out.
No, I had to unbolt it. Yeah, I had to unbolt it and slide the passenger seat all the way forward so I could fit some 12-foot decking boards, because I'm building a deck because I have a house now. This is life. So I used to work at Home Depot in a loading dock, loading people up, loading like inappropriate things into vehicles, like just having to deal with that kind of crap. I am the person that I hate. I've become my own worst enemy.
Yeah.
Like, I felt like I purposely parked in the back of the parking lot, and I went and loaded it by myself the whole time, just cussing myself out. Like, I hate Ben. Like, what an idiot. Who drives a Suburban? Who tries to fit all this stuff in there? And what I'm getting at is, so I posted this story. And usually I try and keep my Instagram pretty clean. There are some F-bombs in there. I was actually a little irritated.
Yeah.
I was irritated myself in life. And good buddy, we all know him, but Jason Arce over
his
at
story,
ATS.
It got cut off at the end.
He posted two of them. Only one of them loaded.
Gotcha.
But he's got a Suburban. And when he found that I was getting a Suburban, he was like, oh, dude, Suburbans are sick. I have one too. And I was like,
yeah, super sick.
You're right, dude. And his response was, or because my whole gimmick there was not gimmick, but my whole thing was I had to sell the truck to buy the house. And now that I have the house, I need a truck to help work on the house.
Yeah.
It comes full circle. And now I hate myself. And he's like, well, you would have had the Excursion. And so you would have been in the same boat. I mean, not to like, I think you're hilarious. I love you. But, and I was like, ah, damn, he's right.
Yeah.
So I got on there again and did another rant. And I was like, I'm just being an early 30-year-old griping because I don't have a truck anymore. But I will say the Suburban is doing its job.
It's still running.
It's still running. The stereo still hits. That's the AC is still cold. That's going to bring us to an update on Tyler's Suburban.
Oh, yeah. What Suburban?
Yeah. She gone.
Yeah, she gone. I don't even know if I even want to tell you guys, because I feel like I'm going to get some hate mail.
You're going to get a lot of respect for it. You're going to get a bunch. of dudes like, stupid idiot, whatever. But I think you're going to get respect because it fits what you have going right now.
All
right, and it's going to get the job done. And I feel like a lot of these guys are probably in the same boat.
It's still better looking than a Nissan Titan XD.
Fact.
my mouth won't move. I can't. Because I never thought
that it's a 6 liter. Just kidding. No, it's not.
I bought a 7.3. I love Huey injection. I got myself an older. I can't do it. I got myself a car.
it's a brand new used 1987 Honda Accord LXI. Five speeds.
Is it LXI? I don't think it's LXI. I think it's just LX. I think they fuel injection that.
See, no, we don't know carbureted. These. We don't know these.
I don't know
these
anything.
Terms.
So that'll wrap up this episode. No, I'm just cruising around in this little Honda, a little five-speed manual car. It's actually, for going back and forth to work, it's actually pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I filled it up like 3 days ago, and it hasn't came off of full. Works for me, I guess.
Yeah.
Can't put nothing in the back, but hey.
Yeah.
I've got one wrench back there.
Sick.
Yeah. But, it's a good little beater. It's doing its job.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, it's a temporary. Temporary.
Here's how I think this car, because I don't want to say I pushed you into the car, but like I kind of put it on
you
a platter
did. You. You did push me into it. Here's one thing I am excited for. Wintertime, and I have an e-brake, and it's front-wheel drive. You know the last time I was able to like Ken block it around some corners? I was in high school, and I had a Ford Escort.
Yes.
So I'm pretty excited about that.
I think this is going to be the sales guy pass-around car.
Yeah. Secondly, it's got flip-up headlights.
And they work.
Awesome. And there's a button on the dash. Or you could hit it, and you just it just flips up the headlights, but doesn't turn them on. So if you just want to like, you know, what's up?
So before we end this episode, this is this is how little we know about Hondas and stuff like that. Yeah. So I'm going to tell them about the knob. We couldn't figure out what it was.
Oh yeah, I'm like, what is this? An air pump?
I seriously felt like a Zoolander. Inside the computer.
There was two things that I just could not figure out on this car. The first one was this little switch by the shifter, by the stick. And I'm like messing with it. I'm like, I don't know what this thing does. And I tried looking it up, couldn't find anything. Come to find out, this has got a power antenna. Well, the antenna was already broke, so I just took the actual antenna out, and now it's a pointer for things in my office. But I figured that out. And then the second what was I doing? I was looking for the fuel cutoff fuse or relay, cutoff relay. And I went out there to the rig, and I saw this like handle thing, and it had an arrow on it. And I pulled it out, and it was like, it almost felt like a bike pump that
it had
wasn't
resistance
attached to a tire.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't attached to anything. So it was no resistance. I'm like, what is this? Is this like a primer? Is this what?
And then
what
I came out, and I was like, oh, that's a primer. Yeah. It's a carburet. That's got to be a primer. I mean, what else would it be? This is stupid. That's a primer.
No.
Tilt. Tilt steering wheel. You got to pull it out, and then you push it down, and then you can tilt the steering
wheel. Just blew my mind.
Those guys at Honda thought of everything.
Yeah. They also, you know, there's like 50 miles of vacuum lines under the hood.
Oh, yeah.
I have no diesels don't create vacuum. That's why there's no vacuum lines. And if there is on like an older rig, you have a vacuum pump and it pretty much just goes to your brake booster.
Yeah.
Or on second gens, operates like your HVAC system. The vacuum lines is like, we're just trying to look at that makes you go insane. You're like, what?
Yeah.
So it's a little bit of a learning curve. I'm sure I'll toy with it a little bit and see. I'm just trying to make it run perfect. I mean, it's been sitting for a little while, but I've got it pretty much dialed in.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be a good runner.
Yeah. Good little runner. Now, let the hate mail commence. Yeah. I know it's Diesel, and I've got literally like the one thing that like diesel guys hate.
I think it's the one thing that if you're going to modify your truck, that you need this.
We've talked about that.
Having an extra beater car if you're going to be putting all this money in your truck and possibly have it down for weeks at a time.
So beater car first, and then I'm going.
Yeah. Hey. I think you're on the right track.
Yeah.
Yeah. On that epic Honda bombshell.
It's so disappointing hearing it like out loud.
I thought maybe we could put some Hiroshima hair dryers on there. And then we realized it was carbureted. We're like, yeah, that's not gonna happen.
Let's just not. I think that carburetor is working hard enough.
Yeah. Yeah. That's gonna wrap this one up. Thanks for tuning in, guys. See you next week.
See ya. Thanks for tuning in. Make sure to subscribe and check us out at dieselpowerproducts.com.